Buenos días, buenos días, buenos días. Welcome to today's My Yito Minute. I'm going to bring you guys something that I found on Twitter. Actually, a year ago, it came up on my memories. And there's an account called Sports Psychology. Don't know who the author of these are, but puts out some very good content. Here's what the tweet says. The most important factor of an athlete's performance is their mental game. With a strong mental game, an average athlete can play like a champion. With a weak mental game, a physically gifted athlete can play like a beginner. So, we're going to get into it. I mean, the reason why this podcast exists, the reason why it's one of the things that I do as a mindset coach is because I firmly believe this. I firmly believe, as the author of this tweet believes, that, you know what? Our mental game, our mind, that's the most important part of performance, specifically for us in this context of athletic performance. And what are the ramifications? Well, the ramifications of this are that, you know what? If you've got a good mental game, a good mindset, then you could be average in terms of physical skills and abilities, and you can play like a champion. You can play like someone who is successful in terms of metrics, in terms of results, those kinds of things. Or if you possess a weak mindset, a weak mental game, then you could, for all intents and purposes, be gifted genetically, be talented, have lots of skills, but yet it's not going to manifest itself, and you're going to be more average than showing off what you're truly capable of and what your potential actually is. Now, let's dive into this a little bit. Mental game, mindset being the most important things. If we can separate your mind and your body, then let's talk a little bit about both of those. First, we'll go with the easier one to understand, the body. Ladies and gentlemen, do we realize that the body is, since we're separating them, I can make this statement. The body is mindless. It's mindless. It is bones and blood and ligaments and tendons and organs and tissues and just all of these things. And the body performs certain actions because it's told to do so, or told not to do so. That's it. The body is, you know, carnal, right? You hear that word a lot of times explaining the body, carnal, flesh, and it will simply carry out whatever command it is given. When we get into the context of sports, of athletic performance, this would be akin to like a training program. A training regimen that maybe you're ascribing to, right? You tell your body, today we're going to go to the gym, we're going to do these exercises, we're going to get on the bike and we're going to do this workout, we're going to go to the track and we're going to run these intervals, whatever it happens to be, right? And the body is just going to, if you give it the command, it is just going to do those things, which makes the body very, very simple and easy to train. It's easy to become physically fit. It's easy to get stronger. It's easy to get faster. It's easy to get the body ready to perform at a higher level physically from a flesh, bones, blood, or organs, ligaments, tissues, tendons standpoint, right? Now, what makes things difficult is the mind. So, taking the other side of this equation, a lot more difficult to explain. The mind. What happens when the mind gets involved? Well, the mind is the command center. The mind is the one that, you know, delivers these commands to the body, telling the body, hey, do this, do that, execute this, execute that, or don't do this or that. And all of a sudden, the mind just sometimes it gets in the way. Weak mental game, weak mindset, right, would have athletes that are physically and genetically superior that are only performing average. Because that mind piece gets in there and that mind piece affects things. But then on the other side of the coin here, you could have an athlete who is physically not as gifted or talented or capable of performing at a certain level, but yet because their mindset and their mental game is strong and they see things a certain way, then they deliver commands to their body to do things that this other athlete doesn't because their mindset and mental game isn't as strong. So, landing the plane quickly on this one. What does this mean? It means if you can indulge me and do this, it means that we look at our physical training. Any workouts you do, any actions that you perform, we look at them as opportunities to train our mind, to strengthen our mindset. That's what we look at them as. So as you're training, as you're performing in a certain way on a daily basis, doing whatever it is that you feel that you need to do, as you're giving the commands to your body to do those things, you are understanding that you are either strengthening your mindset or you are weakening your mindset. One of those two things is going to occur. And it really becomes pretty black and white in terms of, did my mindset get better today or did it get worse today? And here's the very simple answer. Look at your body and what your body did and ask yourself, did my body do what I was telling it to do in a positive way? In other words, you know, the workout was to, you know, complete 10 intervals. Did my body complete 10 intervals? And if the answer is yes, more than likely the reason why that was the case was because you told it to. Your mind communicated to your body, hey, do 10. But if you didn't do 10, then chances are the reason why that didn't occur was because you told your body, we don't need to do 10. I'm going to end by going here with this. What your mind needs to communicate to your body is no simpler than this. Hey, body, I need you to give me the best of what you have for what we're about to do. Hey, body, I need you to push yourself as much as you have to get the best out of all of us collectively, mind and body. That's the answer. So it's putting forth a full effort. It's giving a full effort to what it is that you're doing. It's not allowing your mind to make concessions in difficult moments during competitions or during training sessions. It's not allowing your body to give concession, or your mind, I'm sorry, to give concessions to your body. We're not making deals with the body here. We're telling it what to do, and we're going to tell it, and it's going to do it. And if you can see that, and if you can make that connection, then I'm not saying that every workout you're going to have and every competition you're going to have from here on out is going to be this stellar performance where you get everything you want. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is you're going to give that full effort every single time, or you'll be able to put yourself in a position to give that full effort every single time. And then what ends up happening is when all is said and done and the dust settles on that training session or on that competition, you can look at it and say, that was a full effort. I feel good and satisfied with that effort. It was good. My mind made no concessions. My mind told my body what to do, and my body did it, And there it was. And whatever happened on the other side of that in terms of any kind of a metric, in terms of a result, in terms of a speed, in terms of a time per mile, in terms of a power metric from a power meter, whatever it happens to be, like all of that is irrelevant of the effort that I was able to give on that particular day. And there you have it. So folks, the mind is the most important thing. Your mindset, your mental game. Look to strengthen it. Look to level it up each and every single day. And watch how, as the tweet says, you will begin playing and performing like a champion, because it is within you. It is within the power of your mind to be able to do so. All right, folks. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. As I said, this is what I do. I work with folks to strengthen their mindsets, to make your mindset more of your mental game, more of an ally for you as you go out to train and as you go out to compete. And as it ultimately, as we strengthen that together, then you will be able to perform at a higher level. So if you would like more information on how we can begin to do that, jump over to the website, utmostperformance.info, or shoot me an email, mario@utmostperformance.org, and let's get going on it. All right, folks, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Till next time.